Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Welcome everyone. My name is Sandrine. I am a spiritual teacher, ascension mentor, and trance channel. And I am here to remind you about the truth of your sovereign multidimensionality, how to embody more of your unique soul blueprint and live a life with courage, purpose, and devotion to your higher purpose. I'm very excited to join you today for yet another episode of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry Live. You might have been following me recently because I have started doing a lot of these lives on YouTube as well as Instagram. I took a little break over the holiday period of Christmas and New Year's, and I'm very happy to ground again into this schedule of delivering regularly for you here on YouTube and spontaneously as well on Instagram. So all of these transmissions are mini teaching. Sometimes I also share activation, cosmic surgery, meditation, and I will soon start offering spontaneous psychic reading live here on YouTube, which I'm really excited about. And that might come towards the end of the month as we are bringing life back into this live session here on YouTube. And I want to have as many people as possible to be able to share with you. It's so much more exciting when I have people live. So if you are here live on YouTube, please write in the comment. I really love reading who is there, where you are connecting from. How are you doing today? Myself, I'm in Wellington, New Zealand. This is where I live, and it is summer here, but until yesterday, summer hadn't been really present at all, which is something very common for Wellington. We get a lot of wind and changeable weather. So usually the weather starts stabilizing mid-January to mid-February, and we have hopefully two beautiful months of summer. Yes, it's only that. This is why also I have started traveling a lot more overseas, because I need the sunshine. I need to feel the heat. I need to connect with Ra, the god sun, and to also receive all of these light codes that comes from the sun. And this year I'm going to travel a lot more. I'm going to go to Europe and the States and Mexico and Bali. So if you are located somewhere in the world and you would love to see me facilitate a workshop where you live and you would be happy to help me out to set that up, let me know. You never know, I might very well come and facilitate an epic workshop in your location, because it is part of what I am anchoring this year. This year is such an exciting year. And it is very important for us to understand how to navigate what is unfolding in our shared reality, because a lot of things are going to happen. And today what I'm going to share with you is going to be deeply transformative and very important for you. So I would love to remind you to like this episode. You can share it with others. You can comment on it so you are notified every time I go live. Keep my channel as a reference for all things spiritual, spiritual evolution, galactics, and also, of course, the ascension process into the new golden age, because it is happening indeed. And today, what I will share with you is part of the codex of trauma awakening, and how when we awake, we receive information that can be really challenging and that will take a long time to process. And so many of us don't know how to process it, and it therefore creates some trauma. Oh, it's so nice to see you here, Anne. Thank you so much for joining, and Anna as well. Thank you. It's so happy to see you. Yay. Thank you. So this this particular trauma awakening code I observe a lot amongst my students and in the spiritual community. And this is going to flare out quite a lot this year as well, because it relates to when we wake up and we realize what's really going on behind the veils, like what's happening with the deep state, population control, pharmaceutical industry, you name it. It's deeply shocking, right? It's like, oh my God, like, how is this even possible? How did we end up creating all of that? And then we can feel powerless. Because honestly, like, how can you or how can I actually change the entire system? And we realize, oh my freaking God, it's actually not possible. And as far as we look like around us, spatially, but so also with our common shared timelines, what is being shared publicly is that it's only wars, segregation, colonialism, separation everywhere. How are we ever going to be able to heal humanity's traumas and past wounds and come together as one people? Well, continue listening, because this is the channel where I share extensively on this subject, because I am here to activate the new golden age of miracles. I am not the only one doing it. There are many other light leaders, spiritual teachers that are also creating movements for ascension, movement to anchor the templates of the new earth. So together, we are really joining forces into helping people see the timelines of the golden age. So I can share about them. I receive information about them, but also I have lived in many ancient golden civilizations, and a lot of you have as well. So this information is part of your multidimensional network within your Oversoul network, as well as your crystalline divine genome present within you, is all the information about your travels through the infinite quantum. So when you learn to channel with really great precision, you can channel yourself in past lives, in ancient civilizations, in other star systems, in future timeline. You literally become a master at receiving the information needed for you now, so you can activate more of who you are, and you can embody and bring to life more of what you came here to be doing, which is what we want to talk to you about today. Because when we feel powerless after an awakening, thinking, oh my God, that literally I cannot do anything to change the system, there is so much going on, we can also feel powerless when we realize the amount of ancestral trauma, past life trauma, and inner child trauma that we have and that we still carry. Oh my God, like, how am I going to even process and heal all of that? It's exhausting. It takes so much time. I know we're not meant to be healing trauma all our lives. No, that is the outdated system. What we share, me and my High Council of Light, is alchemical transmutation. And we do that through the body of work of fractal dynamic system, the circle with the dot in the center. When we feel powerless, literally, we forget the truth of our divinity. To me, as soon as I feel powerless, and I perceive that, I know instantly that I am not fully soul aligned. Because if we are soul aligned, we know that we can do it. It doesn't mean that we are ready to go into action mode, that we have no fears, no limitations. No. It means that we perceive the challenges that are present. We know what we are moving through, but we do it anyway because we know that we are powerful beyond measure. So how do we bridge feeling powerless after awakening, thinking that literally we have not enough time, not enough energy, not enough money, not enough network to not only heal ourselves in this lifetime? Why would I even start, Sandrine? It's just endless healing. It's always coming back. Is there an end to it? Yes, there is. I swear. The integration of shadows is much easier than it's ever been taught about. So I can teach you about this, right? When you really feel your heart expanding, as I have expressed in previous transmission, the heart field expands and therefore it is going to meet pockets of density that are here to be alchemized. So this is normal. Then awakening brings also inner work, brings also shadows, because where the light shines, shadows also get to live and they dance together. We are here to co-create together. Something that I find brings a lot of this powerless feeling in people awakening is the unpredictable future. And to a certain extent, the future is always unpredictable. Only now, as you might know, timelines are shifting very fast. And when you awake, you really realize that the old is being dismantled. The old is crumbling down. So of course, we're going to be really stressed out about what's happening in the future. Because remember, we are still mammals, we are still animals, we are still primates. So our reptilian brain is still present saying, oh my God, like it is very dangerous because it's unpredictable. We don't know what's going to happen. So what needs to happen is to really freeze and hide or even fight, you know, all of these nervous system reactions that come when we don't feel safe. So how can we feel safe when we feel powerless? After realizing that literally we have no power to change the system, even when we realize what's going on, it's like, I still need healthcare. I still need to eat some food, but apparently all of this food is toxic. No, I'm not supposed to eat meat. I'm supposed to drink. I'm not supposed to use any recreational drugs. I'm not supposed to, you know, what can I even do to be a spiritual being? All of that is giving your power away. Every time you think someone else has more answers than you, you realize that there's a little bit of your power that's going away. Of course, with this process, there is also humility in realizing that we certainly never know everything, but it is a placement of energy. When we put people on a pedestal, when we think that we could never be powerful, we could never be that abundant, that free. Even our purpose is way too much for us to realize, to actualize in this life. Because I see a lot of people who go through big spiritual awakening and they come to me and it's like, oh my God, like you don't understand. I've got such a big purpose and I was shown this and my spirit guide told me this and this is what I want to be doing. And it's like, oh, no wonder why nothing is happening in your life, what you're not shifting, when you're calling in abundance, why basically nothing is happening. It's because you literally place yourself under this gigantic dome of pressure. It's like, my goodness, I need to save the entire world. You don't understand. Everything, you know, relies on me. It's like, for goodness sake, no, literally. There are so many light workers, light leaders. There are so many helpers out there that if I was to die tomorrow, it would not make a difference. Okay. If like several other people, we put way too much pressure on our shoulders. If I don't want to do anything in this life, but just sunbathe in Bali, so be it. You know, I'm literally the one who chooses how to live. I have willpower. Saying that, a lot of us, we are here, we know that we are here to help with the ascension process. We are here to help other people heal, help other people remember the light. So how can we do that when we ourselves at times feel powerful? And if you're a coach, if you're a guide, if you're a mentor, you have felt this like this and you will feel it more. Because so many more people are awakening now. It's like really, here we can talk about like a domino effect, like or a pyramid. Even if there is no hierarchy, it's always clearer to explain like that, you know, because one person awake, like a huge group of people around that person will also awake and it creates this mass awakening wave, right? So now you are going to find yourself in a position of leadership. People are going to ask you questions. You might not be this like a six-figure, seven-figure spiritual teacher that has all of the tens and thousands of followers on Instagram. It does absolutely not matter. You could become a leader in your family, in your group of friends, because people ask you questions like, oh my God, like, what's going on with the world? Are we going to make it? And now there is this and now there is that. Did you hear about what could happen with, you know, like no more internet for months because of solar flares, or about AI, or about, you know, like all the 5G towers? It's like, oh, I don't know what to do. And because you have been aware of what's going on for a longer period of time than other people awakening now, they will obviously ask questions. How do you handle it? So if you don't find a way to be really anchored into your own power and to simply share from your heart, you're going to be also swooned by these fears that other people share with you, because you won't have this very strong sovereign anchor in your unique blueprint, in faith, in your infinite power. So you need to know your power. How can you feel your power? It is to reconcile yourself with the fact that you are powerful. And that's going to be very unpleasant for a lot of people, because when we remember how powerful we are, we have no choice but to drop victimhood. Ooh, so many of us, if not all humans to a certain extent, can be quite complacent at being a victim. It's not me, you know, it's her, it's not me, it's my partner. It's not me, it's because I have kids. It's not me, it's because of the system. It's not me because of the enslavement. It's not me, you know, like it's their responsibility. And when you really want to reconnect with your power, none of that is going to live. None of that is going to be an excuse, because you're going to really be placed back into your vortex of sovereign creator, sovereign creatrix of realities. I would love to invite you to really consider in which areas of your life you might have felt recently more powerless. Because in some areas, we can feel that we are quite aligned, it is easy, we feel it, we don't even feel to think to feel that we are powerful, we're just doing it basically. So that means that we are in alignment. It could be like in the role of a parent, or the role of a coach, or maybe as a daughter, as a sister, as a partner, as the mom of furry babies. In certain roles, you will feel like very at ease, but then in other areas of life, there might be more friction, and there you feel less powerful. You might know that you actually have a lot of messages that you want to share with humanity, but for that, you're not quite sure how to do it. You are afraid of being seen and heard on a larger scale. So maybe it is okay for you to do it with just a few friends, but talk about a big group or talk about doing it online, that's a completely different level. So when we open up our vortex, when we say yes to ascension, when we say yes to embodying more of ourselves, our field is growing, our energetic blueprint is shifting to higher level of frequency in terms of the embodiment of that frequency. And so because we increase our frequencies, our heart center opens up, and the heart center wants to feel more love, but also more freedom, also abundance and greater levels of connection. This code of connection asks you, and it's not so much that it asks you, but it's there already. This code of connection amplifies your connection with your oversoul network, your connection with your spirit guide. Maybe you work with a high council. Not everyone does. Not everyone has a high council of light. It is only for mission soul, only for light leaders who have a more refined craft. This is what I teach about in my school of channeling area. If you are a mission soul and you want to be very precise, become an amazing, extraordinary channel of light, area might be for you. It is per application only, because we really need to feel a signature frequency match between this very advanced exceptional codex and your soul and your purpose. So when you open up your heart center, this code of connection connects you to who you are beyond time and space reality. It connects you to your spirit guides or your high council. It connects you to your purpose. So more of you will want to flow through you. So if you are not ready to open up your wings, your angelic wings, your dragon's wings, if you are not ready to do so. This energy is literally going to be trapped inside of you. It's like, you awake, you love more, you want more. So basically you say yes to accessing more of you. And then when you receive more of you, it's like, no, 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 can deal, too much. Not ready to change, not ready to take aligned action. No, no, no. What is it that you want? What is it that you really want? Do you really want to go back to being asleep? Because once you know, you know. You can never unknow what you know. It's always going to be present. You cannot bring back into the shadows what was brought into the light. You will have to wait for that and really spend a lot of time and energy burying things down. Is this really where you want to place your energy? Or do you want to place your energy into remembering the truth of your infinite power, of your divinity? Because you are a multidimensional soul that has lived for thousands and thousands of lives, not only on planet Earth, but also through the multiverse. You have fought wars after wars, not only on Earth planets, but in galactic realms. You have lived through the most horrendous things you can live about, but you have also known the best of the world. You have known love, you have known freedom, you have known levitation, teleportation, shape-shifting, co-creation with other species, other galactics. You have known so much. How could you possibly be weak? You would not be on planet Earth if you were weak. It is as simple as that. Earth is not for weaklings. If you haven't noticed, Earth is pretty, pretty intense. It's not a planet when we come to rest and relax. It is a planet when we come to train, to remember who we are and to be that. The beings, the humans that are on planet Earth now and that are answering the calls of saying yes to embodying more of themselves, saying yes or amplifying their leadership, of really saying yes to remembering their true powers, are the souls that are going to lead the waves of change that we need to see happening in humanity. This is when we need to join forces to literally create a tidal wave of accelerated mass evolution. We need this. We do not want to be stuck into the 4D bridge of the transition between third dimension and fifth dimension where we live from the heart. We don't want to be stuck there for decades. That's not happening under my watch. I was placed on planet Earth. I came to be here because I am here to anchor a golden age and to do it with as much grace and ease and precision as possible. Do I feel scared? Do I have questioning myself? Of course I do. Does that stop me? No. There is literally nothing that can stop me ever. There is not one fear that I will have in my field that will prevent me from being, from doing what I came here to be doing. That is the amount of devotion that I have for my own soul, for my high council, for God, for my destiny. It's got nothing to do with me, Sandrine. It's got to do, everything to do with the flow of life flowing through me. So how can you allow God, abundance, joy, life? How can you allow the life that is the force of creation itself to flow through you if you refuse it to flow through you? Because the life that flows through you is not a weak life. This life creates reality. You can birth life. We birth humans, we birth life using our own bodies, males and females coming together. And then we continue creating life. If we were to place all our time, energy, money, and thoughts and emotions into promoting life all the time, imagine the societies we would live in. That means not using energy to feel freaking sorry for ourselves, to feel afraid, to feel like we're chewing on our limitations, chewing on our wounds and trauma. No, because if we use our energy endlessly doing that, this is where we're going to stay. We're going to stay in 3D or 4D, stuck there, looming. Like, ooh, how do I get out of here? You get out of here by saying yes to receiving more of you, by asking to receive more of you, and by witnessing every time your human wants to fall into an outdated way of thinking about himself or herself, that you cannot do this, you cannot be that, you cannot have that because you don't have enough power, you don't have enough of whatever. this is when you hear the alarms ringing in your head, you see the stop sign. It's like, no, I'm not even going to go down that path, because that is not the truth. The truth is that I'm powerful beyond measure. And you know that, you feel that. Don't you feel that? Type yes in the comment if you know that somehow, because there is a very big difference between knowing that we are powerful, that we are a creator, that we can manifest realities, and actually doing it. So I am here to really tell you that to be able to activate the next stage of your service, the next stage of your embodiment, what it is that you want to experience for your family, for your children, for the children of other people that you love, for the future of humanity. You want to really show up for yourself and do it every day. Yes, I love this, Anna. Yes, Anna knows her power. Because you've been going through a lot this year, Anna. You know, I know Anna quite well, and Anna's been going through a lot. And she kept on finding more power for justice, for being at peace with herself. Because when we step into our power, we realize the aligned actions that need to be taken so we can reestablish more harmonious balance. The sense of higher justice can be a notion that is really challenging to understand. I talk a lot about this in the Dragon Warrior Codex, which is my 6-week program starting at the beginning of February, on the 1st of February precisely, actually. I have many people signing up now. It's going to be like this massive dragon party when we remember who we are as dragon warriors. We reactivate that in the self, but we also understand how to embody that now. I swear, like I had this one student, she keeps sending me messages because her life has so much change after the Dragon Warrior Codex that she's blown away, and she needs to share it with me to ground it, to say like, oh my God, I just cannot believe it. Between like relationship with the body, relationship with travels, money, the business, other people, romance, all areas of life have been like completely upgraded. But in such an effortless way. Why is it so effortless? It's because it works through embodiment. It is not something that is inorganic. When we reawaken more of our own blueprint, when you say yes to your own power, yes to your multidimensionality, yes to live as a free sovereign being of light, you say yes to you. So some people out there, they're like, oh, you know, like it is very, very dangerous to talk about accelerated evolution, fast spiritual evolution and so on, because like it is non-organic, it is crazy and so on. It's like, for goodness sake, that's the opposite. The way I personally work with my team, it is the most organic way one can grow. It is the way of knowing the self. If that is not, you know, how to evolve, then you can just come with everything else that's out there to trying to manipulate people into, you know, following a certain religion or philosophy to finally one day after thousands of lives, whatever like the belief system says, to maybe find absolution. No. With the system me and my high council teach, it's like you can literally find enlightenment, absolution, mastery in this lifetime just because you are you. You remember that you are you. You get to know you more and more and more. And for that, what happens is like the internal dialogue. This is why for me it is about channeling. It is channeling the self, channeling different places of the heart, channeling different timelines to bring back harmony, to bring back a reconciliation to the parts of our psyche that are still fragmented. So how can you do that when you already place yourself as someone that does not have enough power? Remember that what you are witnessing outside of yourself is simply there as a teaching experience, teachers. So when we notice that life is freaking crazy. We are being controlled everywhere. I'm fucked up because of like thousands of trauma in past life, ancestors' timelines. Like, really, wait, too much going on. You know, I might just as well go smoke weed all day and drink with my buddies on the bench over there because there's just too much going on. I can't be bothered, right? Oh, I did this Reiki session or this past life session. I'm not like a new person. Next thing you know, 2 months later, bam, it's coming back again. Oh, it didn't work. Why? Never allow yourself to kind of go, oh, it didn't work. Why? No, always go, okay, let's keep going. Let's keep going. Let's keep going. Because this is how you manage to open up your field to this understanding that you are powerful beyond measure. And here we're talking about moving in harmony with our body, with our nervous system. It is saying to the body, you feel exhausted, you feel really like out of balance. It's okay. I have the power as an angel, as a conscious being, to give you what you need. So you see, it is not about distorted masculine patriarchal power. No, it is about the unified integrated power, which includes the masculine and the feminine. So it's like, what do you need, body? What do you need, human? And we have that placement, this awareness that we have the power to give our human what our human needs, to protect our human, to nurture our human. But also, every now and then, and more often than we realize, it is about getting, okay, a human, like, move along, no? That's enough resting. That's enough recalibration for now. You can feel it. You become too complacent. It's really much like the tamasic frequency. If you are familiar with Ayurveda, yogic teachings, I use this a lot. Tamas, you know, like, oh, I'm in my sloth mode. To start with, I needed rest, but now I'm in this kind of vortex. It's really hard to get out of it. It's just because you are in this lethargic mode. So for that, you need to activate your human a bit. And yes, it is forcing ourselves sometimes to get out of the couch and do the things we don't want to do, like going to the gym, going for a run, meditating, doing some shaking medicine, chanting. This is the direction where we want to push our human. When you do that, reconnect with this power, because you have the power at every time to choose the quality of your experience. So when you feel powerless, this is very important. When you feel powerless, remember that in that moment, you actually have the power to choose the quality of your experience. Do you choose to look at this situation in the world with the lenses of doomsday scenario? Or do you choose to look at the situation in the world with the lenses, with the filter of hope and faith and trust? Even if you have no idea how we're going to make it as one human race, there is a window there that is present for questioning, for curiosity, for faith. Faith is so important. When you know how to connect with faith, it is way easier to feel powerful, because what is flowing through you has nothing to do with your ego or trying to be someone who you are not. It has everything to do with being simply a channel of God. The light of the divine is flowing through me unhindered. There is no resistances. I do everything in my power to listen to the voice of my soul, to listen to my spirit guide, to listen to God. So I am literally the highest embodiment of the divine that can be on planet Earth right now. Isn't this absolutely amazing to remember this, to embody that? Yes, I love this. Nam Yogini, nice to see you here. Yes, totally. Share in the comment, how does this resonate? How do you feel when you receive this? Do you feel more powerful? Do you feel something shifting? Because remember that this transmission here is all in words. I know I talk a lot, you know, I talk a lot. Hopefully this is very interesting and you're receiving from it. But it is only the tip of the iceberg, because what is happening is like there is always multidimensional work that's happening. With everything, but especially with what we teach, because we are very aware of this. So what is happening, you are receiving extraction. It's like cosmic surgery. Literally, it is coming from the subconscious into the conscious, from the shadows into the light. This is happening with everything that we share, because we extract the truth of your divinity and we mirror it back at you and we offer it back at you. And if you are resonating with that because you recognize that it is who you are, then you can grab it, you can feel it, you can embody it with much greater ease. So it seems like, oh, it is just a quick 30 minutes, you know, YouTube live, but you can already see the depth of the experience that we share with you, because it is not only words, wisdom, teachings, there is also a lot of energetic recalibration happening, and it is only a free live. I won't go for an hour today because I have my children at home with me. It's school holidays. They were for 2 weeks with their dads, and now they're going to be 2 weeks with me. They have a 6-week break here in New Zealand. It's our summer holiday. But I wanted to share that I will continue showing live. And there is so much value in what we share. Go back, look at all the previous episodes. Share with your friends, like, comment on the podcast as well, if you catch it on Instagram as well. And if you realize the depth that we share here and how much you love it, you will love it even more joining the Dragon Warrior Codex. I would love to invite you. Now we have the second release tickets and the price is going to go up again at a later stage. So if you want to benefit from this amazing 6-week leadership accelerator and see your life change completely by upgrading your life, following your own blueprint, your own purpose, your own desires, then I would love to invite you to join the Dragon Warrior Codex. You can find it on my website, sandrines.com. If it's easier for you to send me a DM or an email, you can also do that. My team and myself would be very happy to help you to sign up. It's going to be extraordinary. So for all of you, because I know that some of you here have signed up already, for all of you, you will go in the draw to win a one-on-one session with me. If you sign up now, you can win a 90-minute one-on-one session. It's a huge gift. It's worth $450. We will work on your multidimensional network, on helping you understand more about your multidimensionality, especially, of course, connection with dragons, but so much more. You will be able to ask all your questions. It will be just a session for you, and that's going to be all the people that sign up now. We will just pull a name out of that during the opening ceremony, because we'll be meeting for the Dragon Warrior. We'll be meeting 6 times. And it is all about helping you light leaders understand the Dragon Warrior codes that are already present inside of you and that are coming to life now and in the next very near future, because this year it's all happening. And we do it in a way that is very powerful, but also soothing, also really great for integration and embodiment, so you can bring change into your life. So if you want to have a bigger vortex, more clients, more students, if you work as a sound healer, Reiki practitioner, as a ceremonialist, plant medicine practitioner, you are called to really open up your service. Join the Dragon Warrior Codex, because this is the frequency that you want to embody. This frequency that you know that your dragon wings and your dragon heart, but not only that, also your backbone, your spine, your scale, your tail, your dragony musculature allows you to navigate any freaking challenge, any realms. Another student that was in the Dragon Warrior mentioned to me, and I thought it was mind-blowing. She said, like, look, Sandrine, and I know that because she's been my student for like over 2 years now. And she said, I've been working on this series of fears and limitations for years. And honestly, I did not know that was going to happen with the Dragon Warrior Codex. But since it's finished, I've realized they are just gone. And for a few days, I did not even notice that they were gone, because I felt so radically different, like light, free, and more myself. But then I was like, huh, it's interesting. It's like the fears are gone. And she was looking like, why aren't they here? Just dissolved completely. Fears, limitations that had been present in her field for years, even all her life, completely dissolved. Because how can you be powerless? How can you keep space small? How can you keep living in fear as a limited being when you know how to activate the technology of the dragon heart within you? When we know how to activate the technology of the heart, we become the heart of the dragon. How can a dragon be afraid of anything, especially a warrior? Because the dragon warrior have very unique codings. They are the ones that shift realities entirely. The dragon warriors is like a wave of thousands and thousands and thousands of souls that have said yes to come and to reactivate a new golden age. So the dragon warriors, it's like a gigantic collective. So if you sometimes feel lonely and wonder where your people are, they are dragon warriors coming back to remembering like you are now. And this specific lineage come when we are shifting realities. This is what is happening now. This is why it's the year of the dragon. This is why the Dragon Warrior Codex has been birthed now. Because now we are remembering, because it is happening, because we need to be powerful beyond measure. We need to be extraordinary, grounded, in a lot of integrity as well, leaders. We need to be leaders. We need to open up our field as leaders. Okay? It's always so good to see you. I'm going to have some water and read a little bit more here, the comments. Oh, thank you so much. Yes, let's be. I love what you share, Anna. So good to be reminded. I need this over and over. I'm always happy to join live here and to remind you how amazing, how powerful you are, because you are. And you hiding does not serve anyone, does not help you, does not help others. So how can we learn to embody the truth of our divinity as a multidimensional being, while also maintaining harmonious nervous system, a healthy body? All of that comes with saying, yes, I accept, I receive more of me. We look after the body. We take time. We recalibrate our nervous system. Because as we say yes to receiving more of ourselves, we receive massive influx of very high frequencies, because we are very high frequencies already. So basically the human aspect, the body, have to align, have to shift, have to let go. So we are here as angels for our human selves, to guide our human self into remembering our God and goddesses through nature. Isn't it exciting? I'm so, so happy to start the year 2024 with you, because it's going to be an extraordinary year. And I am here. I am opening up my vortex, my dragon heart, my dragon wings, my dragon backbone. Everything's pretty activated now. And my highest desire, my greatest excitement is to facilitate. It is to share content. Because as I do, I channel, I am me. I am fully my vortex. I'm fully my sovereign multidimensional embodiment. It makes me so happy. And also what we share with you is extremely important. It is very needed in humanity. Because we are here to have a freaking great life. And I'm going to remind you of that all the time. Have a great life. How great your life is. Do you need some cheese? Do you need some wine? Do you need some walk in the sun? All of that is opening up to remembering that as God and goddesses, we live on our own term as a sovereign divine being of the light. And we learn how to do that in harmony and peace with our fellow humans. So continue following the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry Life. Share with your friends. Invite them. Invite them to free events. Of course, I'm going to offer a lot more free events. Invite them to follow me on YouTube and Instagram and my podcast, of course. The more the merrier. And again, join me for the Dragon Warrior Codex starting on the 1st of February. It will be so wonderful to see you there and to activate more of our dragon power. I send you lots of love. Take care, and I will see you next time for another live. Bye. We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.